Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan, 15 minutes here from Sands. He's going to join you, talk to you about Rangers and Angels with the pregame coming up at 8 o'clock. Chance to get back to 500. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, you get the Angels. And then the Astros, so great chance. Brian's Gang of Seven checking in from the West Finals there at the break.
How about that? Yeah. This was actually from some people that would know what's going on. That the tonight, look for San Antonio. They're players that are questionable for tonight. They're thinking game time decisions. And they're going to ask them, hey, how do you feel? Feel good? Let's go. That's where they're at. This is going to come down to putting on sweats, going out there and shooting them around a little bit. But if they feel good enough to play, we could see San Antonio back with their players.
That's huge.
It is huge.
It's Harper and Fox. Yeah. True game time decisions.
You know, they're tough injuries, and I would be kind of surprised. I think anytime you're in this kind of a situation, you could play games, you know? You could play games with, these guys might play just to try to make somebody ready. But, you know, Brian's Gang of Seven is as close to it as you can get. So, you know, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But for me, I need to know like 30 minutes before tip with certainty if I'm going to place a wager on this.
Right.
Because this goes from me thinking San Antonio could be up 2-1. If those guys don't play, I don't think there's much of a shot they win.
I'm not trying to make – I was hopeful that I could get some insight to be – you know, like, oh, no, hey, we're going today. We're good. But they really are waiting to see how these guys feel once they put a few shots up.
So the biggest question around the Mavs and their head coach search right now is a new one. I got Mike Curtis wrote lingering Mavs questions in the morning news. We can get to those here a little bit later on in the segment. But the Dawn Staley question was one of the first things I woke up to today, that the Mavs could interview Dawn Staley. Of course, we've had Becky.
Who is she?
She is the head coach at South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Louis Vuitton Don.
Yeah.
Okay, so she is.
She's tough.
She'll fight the other coach if you need to.
Her and Gino.
Yes, she had the showdown with Gino.
Yep.
I'll whoop Gino's ass.
Her and Kim Mulkey will go after it too now.
Multi-time champ, though.
Yeah.
A couple of time champ there.
Yeah, for the season.
Was she All-American in Virginia? She was, I think.
I think you're right about
that. She was a highly kind of decorated player, yeah.
So,
did she play for Geno? Am I tripping?
No, she played at Virginia.
Okay.
At Virginia, yeah.
So, you know, we live in a world now where we are more and more comfortable with non-players or women having bigger roles in sport. You know, when I first started in sports radio, if you said, I think a woman could coach the Mavericks, you would get laughed off the air. Like, you would be significantly outvoted from your peers at the radio station. You know, if you wanted to have the take, it would be looked at as a radical idea. Like, oh, you're virtue signaling. There's no way that could actually happen. A woman coaching a man's sport? But now we live at a time where I think we've seen more and more people make their way to head coach without having playing experience, you know. And while that's still ultra important in Major League Baseball, we have had a skipper or two that never played in the big leagues, I believe. So, you know, this one's interesting to me. I think it would be cool to look down on the Mavs sideline and have a woman's coach. Don't you guys? So I'm kind of looking at this like, man, maybe it would be a cool way that you could, you know, be the first team to do something. Mm-hmm. And I definitely, you know, don't think it's a radical idea to believe that a woman can relate just as well and have as good of an understanding for the game.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think the, you know, just how would the players respond to it, I think, is the big thing. Like, from a fan, say what you want, but how would the players actually respond? Like, anonymous NBA player poll, let's get 150 NBA players asked about having a female head coach. I would want to know how they would respond to it. And it would be pretty fascinating, right, if it started in the NBA.
Right.
Like, we don't see a lady coach coaching a men's college basketball team, do we?
No, we don't.
Or a lady coach coaching a dude's high school basketball. I don't even know. I mean, maybe. It's not something I'm familiar with.
Like, the Spurs would have been the first one, right, with Becky Hammon. She was just an assistant coach with them.
Right.
They didn't hire her.
Yeah, so, I mean, it would definitely be a groundbreaking thing. She mentioned, because she interviewed, I guess, for the Knicks job last summer, and she said at one point, she said no NBA team is ready for a female coach right now after interviewing with the Knicks.
When was that?
That was, I guess, last summer.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's any chance it would happen.
Nancy Lieberman coached the Texas Legends in 2009 up in Frisco.
Okay.
Becky Hammon, 2014, she was hired by the Spurs, first full-time female assistant.
Did she do some interim?
She did. She had to coach a couple of games when Pop got sick. But then they did not hire her on. She's now with the Aces.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I mean,
she's head coached some games.
She did fill in. Yeah, she did. I mean, I think as an assistant coach, that would kind of be the start, you know, and then maybe you can be like a coach in waiting type thing.
How could you be a player and not know who Dawn Staley was? How could you not know her? I mean, she's got legitimate skins on the wall.
You just have no interest in women's sports. You know, you see women's sports and you're like, turn that off.
Man, I just kind of feel like if you're a player in the NBA and you...
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
You said her name. That if you're talking about female coaches, I mean, I'm sure you could go back. I mean, not everybody knew who Pat Summitt was or, you know, any of these other ladies. But this one, you kind of would know who she is, I believe, as a player. You would say, well, okay, yeah. Yeah, she's at South Carolina, right? Yeah, she can coach. Yeah, I think she wouldn't be just a nobody. I think players would know her resume.
Wow, these techs are really ignorant. 469, a woman coaching men is absolutely R word. Are you guys trolling? I think Gavin is smoking dope. Get him off the radio. Gavin's showing his closet liberalism. Y'all are a bunch of woke P words. for believing a woman can coach a man's sport.
What men, do you mean, y'all? I'm just kidding.
I mean, men can coach women's sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why couldn't a woman coach a man's sport? Well, Chuck, you seem pretty sure of it over there.
Well, I just don't think it's going to happen, right? I think that, I mean, her outlining it last year in her interview that she doesn't think the NBA is ready
for
it.
Well, that's her opinion. I mean, she was feeling rejection.
Sure, but I also think there's something to it. I mean, people were I think that if you were to look at most Maverick fans, the reaction is going to be similar to what we're getting in the text. I just don't think that it's likely. I also think that's a big jump. I think the point of we don't even
it's
see.
It's not a jump, though. 2014, Becky Hammond. This is like 12 years later.
Yeah, and she didn't get
hired
as the head coach.
It's just a game. It's angles. It's the same angles that apply to the women's game.
Well, okay.
It's just communication between people. It's educating them on where the other team is strong and weak and how we can break them down.
I'm not saying that she couldn't do it, but it is a jump or else it would have happened already. I mean, to Eric's point, you don't even have a female coaching a men's college basketball team. Why is that not the case? Right, which is a lesser level of basketball. So I think that we just—I don't think we're ready for that.
Oh yeah, we're ready. It's gonna be—it's gonna happen soon. I think
it'd be great.
Real soon.
I don't think it's gonna happen with the Mavericks this year. But
oh no, I wouldn't bet on the Mavs.
I wouldn't be upset about it if they did.
Individual team. Gavin, I love you, but that's a bad take. Been listening since day one. Okay, well, I would say get ready for it because it's definitely going to happen. I don't know if the Mavs are going to do it, but I think a lot of other cities and states around the country.
I mean, John Staley's the most qualified of anybody.
I was just looking up the all-time worst men's coaches in basketball in NBA.
Yeah.
There's some doozies. There was a guy named Jim Boylan, Chicago Bulls, 2018 to 20, 39-84. He became a walking meme for his bizarre old-school coaching tactics. This first week, he held multi-hour military-style practices after back-to-back games, prompting players to nearly stage formal mutinies. How about Magic Johnson as a coach? He was 5-11 for a little bit. You know, there's some dudes. I think Tim Floyd's probably in this group right here somewhere. I remember old Tim Floyd.
He had a couple runs.
Yeah,
Hornets, Bulls.
Tim Floyd, 95-334. He was with the Bulls and the Hornets from 98 to 2004. Think about that. That's something that coached 6 years. They figured out he couldn't coach. I don't know. Man, there's some bad men. Steven Silas, 59-177 with the Rockets. That's recently, 2020 to 2023. Becky Hammond probably coached, those gals probably coached better than these guys.
Yeah, it seemed like Becky Hammond was going to get that Spurs job. I was surprised that she didn't. But they passed on her and went and hired Mitch Johnson. And I think that kind of says, I don't think the league is ready for it.
All righty. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that the players would be in favor of it. I just simply don't know the answer to that question. They need to start asking in the anonymous player polls.
I'm with you. I'd love to know.
Roy Rubin, 4-47.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess my thought would be the players are probably a lot more open-minded to this as 20-somethings for the most part than our audience. But I don't know. It is maybe something that can be brought up with an anonymous player poll, and we can be illuminated upon that. Man, sorry to tick you off so much, Fantex.
They are crashing out.
No,
bro.
I'm surprised. Alrighty. I'm surprised.
That was
the venom
something
the
right there.
They're not all bad. Like the 989. Out of all of Gavin takes, this isn't even close to the worst one.
See, that's what I thought. Okay, we got Santa.
I don't think it's a ridiculous thing to say.
It's kind of sad.
It is.
It's kind of sad.
I would say so.
Do you feel like that, real quick, do you feel like that a woman could coach like a men's soccer team?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the only, maybe, there's very few jobs that a woman couldn't do.
That's what I'm saying.
I think just impregnating a woman is the only one she couldn't do. Like, if that was a job somewhere, can you impregnate a woman? No, she can't. Other than that.
Some people are going to get pissed about that.
You're telling me I can't impregnate a woman? I am a woman.
Define woman. We got Jared Sandler coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26. Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.